the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie?
Hello and welcome into episode 113 of Keith's Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and in the background you might just hear Quattro and Buchel grumbling over a rawhide bone I've just given them. I thought I would shut them up because I got one each, but no, Buchel wants to play with Quattro's. So, yeah, if they were too much, I'll edit it out, but star of the show. But today I've got a travelogue from my American trip, what's a crack, swap section, me section, and that's it. I sponsors for my own energy engineering business, Energy Hunt. Any links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram. I'll let you know what crack is in Caithness this week. Now, some people were asking, what does what's a crack in Caithness this week mean? It means, what's the news, what's the gossip, what's been happening in Caithness, which is the county I live in, this week. It's in Caithness dialect.
Hello.
So, hello section. A sandy hello to new to me, been with me for a while now and been with me forever listeners. I really do appreciate you tuning in, and I hope you're enjoying yourselves. A sandy hello to lots of new group members, because I didn't do it last episode. CVD Avatrix, Debnitz2, Michelle Owls, Claire8, Saigon, Kilt in a Spin, G McCoy, LL Maguire, Hey Runny Girl, Bunny the Bruce, Anne Dodie, Goldie Bear, oh lovely Martha, Polly Pet, lovely Polly, Carol Shoe, Go Bug Eyes, Red Devil, Betty for Fiber, hello Betty, Busy Knitting, hello Cassandra, Quilt Spin, Ms. Knight, Danger Mouse, has everybody else got the Danger Mouse theme going in your mind now? 77 Threads, hello, and Woolly Eyes, oh lovely. Random hellos, we're going to have Elaine Who Loves Knots, London Sam, Pim, Marion Voigt, Missy, who's lovely, Montana Sue, and Yarn Salad.
What's the crack section?
What's a crack? Well, this is me back from my big trip to America. La 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 America. It was everything I was expecting and hoped for, and then times at least 100. I recorded a wee audio diary myself, and I've put it in here after this. So, after this here, thank you to my wee ode to Jan. Twin Set Jan of the Twin Set Designs podcast. If you've not listened, go listen. She so kindly collected Mum and I from the airport, drove us north and then south again. She didn't leave us. And then she got us to the airport. So, well done her. She didn't leave me anywhere. Bless her. She was, in essence, the boss of me at those times. And that's a phrase that Daisy uses, just in case you wondered. And when we were there, she says, no, I'm not the boss of you now. We wrote a poem to Jan on the plane home. Jan. Down Glasgow Airport to you we ran. What a lovely person you are, driving us about in your red car. Chancellor of the Exchequer, lovely to all that met her. Put up with her every wish, even for me to get Doritos kiss. We laughed at the manic toilets, misadventure of the Walmarts, paying for things with the wrong thing, riding in ducks that wouldn't swim, standing and singing the national anthem, heeding everything on GPS Bessie's mantra. Kind and gentle to all, Jan, we really had a ball. Some of it didn't really rhyme, I had to shoehorn in things. But it really sums up the week that we had from the moment we got off the plane until the moment she got us back onto the plane. So here's the audio diaries for you now.
Day one of the holiday. I'm just going to try and do a diary every day of our trip over to America. Well, last night we arrived at Ella's house, a Kiffnet girl who has the most fabulous of houses, and thoroughly recommend her accommodation and her hospitality. So thank you very much, Ella. And your lovely, lovely husband, Andy. And I feel like I'm in a hotel. It's that posh in here. And we had the obligatory dreams of missing the plane. losing Elle's house, losing my phone, you know, all them kind of panic dreams. So just about to head off to the airport, going to have our breakfast in the airport. Not really looking forward to the flight, but got to do it. Very excited, you probably hear it in my voice. So I'll tell you a bit more later. Day two, we landed. My goodness, it was a long day. I'm tired. But we are now sitting in Martha's sister's house in near Ipswich, which is north of Boston. And wow, what a day. Started off very well until nearly missed the flight altogether because I was in, checked in, no problem, having more porridge, spoke to the parents, said goodbye to them. And then, of course, I went for the last bit of shopping. And I knew that the flight had been go to gate, but it didn't occur to me that it would be going quite so quickly. So it went red, last call, and we were still in the main concourse. So I had to run down the length of Glasgow Airport to get to the gate. And whilst we weren't last on the plane, we were second last. So that was a bit of a... And you can imagine, poor mum. But very nice. And we got on the plane and we got helped and we were sitting beside a very nice young gentleman who had to actually translate to the air hostess because she couldn't understand my accent. And he has got a much stronger accent, maybe in the North Ayrshire, I think he was from. Very, very pleasant, kind gentleman. I thought, wish you all one of them when you sit beside on the plane. So hours later, we passed over Greenland. Oh, look, land! Oh, no, it's Greenland. I'll leave it later. Oh, look, land! No, Nova Scotia. And then we saw it. And then it was, oh, there's a boat. Oh, there's a field. Oh, look, there's houses. Because, of course, we don't have them back home. So we landed, and he says, oh, where are you going? And we went, well, we're meeting somebody off the internet. And he went, you're what? So, you know, I had to explain the whole thing, which sounds really funny when you're explaining it, so yeah. But and then we wished, say goodbye to them, just laughing as we came out the toilet going, if the hand towels come out of it automatically, it's amazing. I says, stop showing me up. So it was good crack and I hope he has a nice holiday. And then met Jan, who is just as jam and lovely in real life, and she drove us all the way up past New York City. So I waved out all my listeners in New York, and very long drive because I was starting to really get tired by this point. We stopped at some services and I used my American money and had a political discussion with some money in a cookie shop as you do, and I high-fived him and wished have a nice day, you know. He had to be there. Then I came out and I said, I don't actually remember doing that, but I know I did. So we eventually, in the dark, go up to Martha's sister's house. It is beautiful. It's like a hotel or something that you see in the films. So very fortunate to know Martha and her sister. And when we met Jean-Marie, Pat Fragg, Paula, and, well, Jan, myself and Mum, and we sat and we had a good blather, and then I've had some sleep, but I could do with some more. But now we're going off to Boston, so up and at 'em, as they say. Another big day planned today, so I'll get in a bit more tomorrow. Okay, so far, I'm enjoying it. Okay, so this is the end of day one. I'm in my bed. I've had two drams, I'll not lie. I made them all drink Highland Park tonight. I didn't technically make them, I just suggested it. And then they came in their droves. You know, that squeaky squeak squeak of the bottle. It attracts them. And they all seem to like it. And I told them, Highland Park is the best of best. It is, isn't it? So, that was good fun. And we've had a great day in Boston. We went and we did the duck tour. I tried to pay the Starbucks lassie in the shoppy with a automobile association. Which is where, you know, they go and get your car if your car breaks down. It's not it's AA. It's a gold membership. And it doesn't work if you're trying to buy a Starbucks The reason it was because it was in my purse where I thought the MoneyGram card was, and it's yellow. So she tried it, and then she tried printing in the numbers and it didn't work. I didn't realise, so I just gave her money. Don't try and pay for Starbucks with an EE card. It just doesn't work. And the duck thing was really good, even though it went wrong slightly. But a day of misalignment where things went slightly wrong, but not wrong enough to spoil things. Just lots of little stories. And then we went into town and we met Erica, who is the author of, or the designer of, the spiral shawl. And she is lovely, really, really lovely lady. And we met her outside Cheers. And you in the know will remember Cheers as a sitcom from the back in the day, whenever it was. And I was looking for Ted Danson, but it wasn't there. And then we met the lovely, lovely Leslie from Twitter. So hello, Leslie. It was so nice to meet you. And the lovely Erica's husband gave us a lift back to the car park. And then I sat in the car while Jan drove us up to the main retreat. Now, I was starting to get a bit tired then. But I was doing a bit of knitting. I was knitting on my mitten. And with some of the lovely fall colours. So then we checked in and met people left, right and centre, and everybody's just as excited as me. And then we went downstairs. Once we unpacked everything, we went downstairs in the meeting room and we were speaking to people. And then we went out for our dinner and we met the lovely, lovely Margie, who gave me the Twinsy Ellen and Twinsy Jan dolls that Turbo Gal knitted. They're exquisite. They're just perfect. So I'm going to hand them over to Louise Tilbury when I get back to the UK, and I have to take a photograph of them for them being on tour. So whilst I can't have the real Ellen, she's here, but in doll form. And I promised not to stick pins in Jan. Honest, I did. And then we went out, we were out for dinner, and then we came back, and Paula opened the retreat and gave us all the admin behind things when things were happening and stuff. And then we sat and we knitted, and there was a show and tell, and that was good. And I'm thinking, oh no, I've got to tell people about my stuff. And I didn't take the best. I just kind of grabbed two. Anyway, that'll be fun. And I gave out some bookmarks that I'd made. I'd made everybody a leather bookmark and embossed on either a Scotty dog or a thistle on top of it. And put in a wee Caithness Craft Collective podcast with a Nacy picture stamped on it. And the name of the podcast in the Etsy shop. And they were all in a handmade envelope from one of the calendars that I've made of Scottish or British calendars. I was quite pleased myself I went out. And it was quite a way of introducing myself to everybody. So a wee bit embarrassed, but not too bad. And then I opened the Highland Park. Pretty much everybody that wanted to have a dram, I think, managed to get a wee dram. And we did the whole, what colour is it? And it's almost Chewbacca, but a very dirty Winnie the Pooh. I'd say it was a Buchel colour, but they don't have that mark because they don't know what Buchel really colour it is yet. And it was good. Really, really nice dram. Utterly recommend this dram if you can get the chance to get it. I believe you can in the United States or, certainly Britain anyway. I think that was it. So there's the Highland Dram has gone off, and the lovely Mary gave me a bottle of whiskey from Ireland, which is what she drinks, and it's got her maiden name on. I'll have to tell you tomorrow night what it is, because I've got my eyes shut now and it's way over there. So the retreat centre is very nice. The rooms, I would say, slightly dated, but very comfortable. And everything we need, Maud Collins, television, everything. And meet so many lovely people. Well, this is now Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is anymore, but last night I meant to record. I was just so tired, and to be perfectly honest, I was quite grumpy last night. I didn't. So yesterday, if you weren't here, it was no fun at all, but if you were here, wasn't it good fun? And it started out, we had porridge for breakfast, and there was, but here it's called oatmeal, so it is technically American. Everybody loves the fact that we think the little things, like the fire hydrants and a Greyhound bus, would be cool. And they don't understand sometimes why we want to see them, but we don't have them, so, you know, that's why. And yesterday morning, we would have breakfast, and then we went and sat and knitted in the outside underneath the trees, and I had to move because it was starting to burn, and it was very pleasant. And then Heather and Elizabeth and Mother and I went for a wander up the street, and we then went for a very nice lunch, and I had clam chowder. I hope that's the way you say it. It's clam chowder to everybody else, but to Mary, because I speak fluent Boston now, it's chowder. It was lovely, and I had an iced tea and sourdough bread sandwich, which was nice. And it was, you know, different American stuff I was trying to do. And then we rushed back and we went to Susan B. Anderson's workshop on Sock Bunny. And she is so nice. She's a really good teacher. And if you get the chance and you see Susan coming to anywhere near you and she's doing workshops, I suggest you go, because the leaflets are excellent, highly quality printout that you get, and the help. And of course she's here all week, so we can just go and ask her questions. So there's a few of them that were doing quite well on theirs. Notice I'm not saying me, because I increased on two sides and not on the third side, and I was four rows past where I should have done, and I think the jet lag was kicking in there because I just felt so tired at that point. So near the end of the class, I just ripped it all out. However, I've got the patterns, and I will proceed with making a bunny, but probably do it at home. And Mum's going on with her, so she's fair enjoying that and learning new techniques as well. And then, what did we do then? Well, I think I FaceTimed the bairns, and I was told that she was making a Greek urn at school because they're doing ancient Greece. And Sandy had done quite well in the spelling. And yeah, I might take that bit out. Domestic tweet. And then we went down for, Quince and Company came, and I met Pam Allen, which she's very pleasant. She gave us a wee talk about the Quince and Company yarn and his story. And then they laid all the colours out on the tables, and they're different weights, and you could order any weight and any yarn and pay for it. And if they had it there, they'd give it to you, but then they're going to go away because they kind of live around this place, around this area, and they're going to make up the orders and come back with them. So that's good. I'll tell you more about that later. And then we went for dinner in the Placey. Very nice. It was buffet, so help yourself. So I diligently shoved loads on my plate and didn't finish it. But I didn't have pudding, so it was quite good. And we sat with lovely, lovely ladies, and trying to sit with different people, and sometimes you gravitate back to the people you know you like more because you've already spoken to them, and trying to force yourself to go around to all the different tables to make sure that you know you meet all the people. And then we came back downstairs. We were sitting and knitting and sitting. We did show and tell, and thankfully it wasn't me, but it was good fun, and then we all sat and blathered. So this is day three, about to start, and the vendor fair is today, so hopefully all the bags that are going to be spread around the United States will be going away with them and not coming home with me. And I'm looking forward to having a poke around in everybody else's shop. So, very much enjoying this. It's wonderful. I wouldn't say I was relaxed, but I'm not stressed. But the place itself is beautiful. I went for a run yesterday morning at 6, and then this morning another run, same place, just along the beach front. And this morning I have company. Yeah, so wonderful. Oh well, America, it's the last day. And it was a long journey down yesterday, but very well handled by Miss Jan in her van. And poor her, she had to put up with me chattering away the whole time. Yeah, it was like having a podcast on repeat for, I don't know, 8 hours. We hit some heavy traffic on the way too. However, we got a lovely view of New York City again. And our house, oh my goodness, it's beautiful. And we've had fried chicken. We went to a fancy supermarket last night. Well, fancy, her local supermarket. And because it's American, it's fancy to me. That was interesting. So today is the last day of going around America. And we're going to go and look at the alpacas, and then we're going to go and in for an American diner, and then we're going to go into Philadelphia, and I think we get to climb up the Rocky Steps and do a little bit of sightseeing, including getting doofed in the head by the Liberty Bell. And then we're meeting a couple of listeners at lunchtime at the Reading food market, and then I think basically that's when we get put to the airport and heading home, and hopefully everything will be fine. So America, oh, I've had such a good time. I've made so many new friends and been with my people of the knitting variety, and sat and knitted and knitted and sat, and really just had a wonderful time. I know my mum has. So thank you to all who I met, and haste us back, as they say.
There you go. Well, I might go over a few things here, repeat myself. And I have missed out things, and I hardly mention everyone that I want to mention. Mega thank you to Goldie Bear's Martha, who is brilliant, and she makes the best scrambled eggs ever. Special thanks goes to Paula of Knitting Pipeline Podcast, who asked me over in the first place. Without that wee message, and then Richard saying, see how much it would be, I would never have gone. Mom had an absolute ball. Thank you to all who enjoyed her company and helped her enjoy her La 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 America adventure. I have to say the tune was the theme throughout the week, but on Friday when we came home, I was singing this.
Let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling.
My bairns, my family. Buchel's grown loads, and the bairns were so excited when I arrived home with the man Barbie and the mega stash of sweeties, which included jelly belly beans. Nom 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 nom. So, on to purchases. Oh yes, I was £1 under my £50 limit back on the plane. That's pounds in weight, not money. Way over that. I was pretty paranoid about this, and poor Jan had her bathroom scales out to help me work it out. On the Monday, it was arranged that Quince and Company would come in and sell their lovely yarn. They laid out the colour wheel onto the table, bark bark, and we got to prod, stroke and play and dream. The lovely Pam Allen, she gave in and gives a wee talk about the history of Quince, and then we were let loose to order at will. Now, in our bag, we were given, as part of the retreat price we had, 4 skeins of Quince & Company yarn. We were given the choice of colours, and I had peacock green in the chickadee, which is perfectly for making an upstairs downstairs cowl. That's by some random lady called Paula Emmons Feasley, via Ravelry, that you can get. Some of the wise amongst us decided to add up to their given stash to make it up to sweater quantity, but it was the wrong weight for my intended projects because it was sport, and as you can remember, because I couldn't, I wanted worsted to make the Acer cardigan by Amy Christophers. And this calls for worsted weight. It's a very heavily cable pattern cardigan, both front and back, and the sleeves are plain. So I fiddled about with our iPads, and then I worked out I wanted fuchsia pink worsted in their lark range, and it is called Rosa Rugosa. So it must be a fancy name for one of your pretty flowers. It's very pretty. Mum was one of the wise, and she got some more of the peacock sport weight to make a plain, which is 3/4 sleeve classic pullover by Lion Brand Yarn. I have a number. Hashtag. When remember, I used to use that as number instead of hashtag. 806X780, because they've given them lots of good names in Lion Brand. It was really nice. On the Sunday night, we had the raffle prizes, or the door prizes. Mum doesn't know what a door prize is, you see. Mum and I both won, which was kind of embarrassing. Greedy Louise was absolutely roaring around in her head, going, woohoo, it has to be said. I got a really bonny purple skein of June Price Fibre Arts DK in the Gilbert Grape colour. Mum got a kit from Neighbourhood Fibre Company, which has got 4 colours in it that was absolutely beautiful. I have a skein of Neighbourhood Fibre Company in my stash from a swap I've done recently. Oh, I think it was last year. And the colours. Oh, the colours. If you get it, have a schmoosh. Get some. I was also gifted by the wonderful Sue of Travers Mum fame a couple of skeins of sock yarn for the bairns specifically. They are both from Gnome Acres, whom you can get via Etsy. They have very cool labels on their yarn. One was called Flamingo Fling, which has colours of pinks and yellows and orangey, and the other one was called Wabbit Season Duck Season, which was in dark greens and browns for a wee man, Sandy. And I'm going to be delighted to knit the socks for Sandy because he's been wearing the other socks I've made him pretty much as soon as they're clean, he puts them straight on. And I've machine washed them and they're okay. A wee bit pilly, but I don't mind because he's a boy and his feet grow slowly. They will grow out with him, so they're not going to be like lasting forever. And that wouldn't upset me if it was for me because my feet aren't going to grow anymore. Does that make sense? Sue also very kindly gives a magazine on whiskey. Something else Richard really likes. And what made me feel bad was the fact that Sue had donated the purple skein that I'd won in the raffle. And I had offered to swap, but they wouldn't hear any of it. However, I had given in a Kilgore Tartan Project bag for a prize, and it seemed to be well received. And I have told the bags that the knitting should always behave nicely in it. That's kind of my wee thing, I write on things. As I mentioned before, I've given everybody a wee bookmark that I had handmade. I'm going to mention Pat Fragg, who on the Wednesday morning, we were up bright and breezy, and my goodness, that corridor is squeaky when you're trying to be quiet. And she took Mum and I up at 5 a.m. to Freeport, Maine. I'll just check my label because I'm wearing it just now. Up to the L.L. Bean store, or I could call it J.G. Bean, like J.G. Bean Sports, but no, it's L.L. Bean. And we bought clothes that I'm told for last for years. Yeah, Freeport, Maine. And this is a 24-hour shop. Pat also sent me home with some sweatshirts for the bairns and a sport t-shirt for Richard, all of which have been worn this week. Pat has such a kind heart, so bless you up and down, Pat. And we went to the local yarn shop in Kennebunk and I bought a skein of the local yarn from Pine Woods Yarn from Sanford, which is in Maine. And it's a raspberry colourway and I've got it in sock weight. There's a skein of Mad Wool, which is from Trendsetter Yarns called Topper, and it's in blue and it has a pom-pom on the top. And this is to make a hat for Miss Daisy. It's got different types of yarn in it. There's ribbon yarn, there's fluffy yarn, and then there's just bog standard, quite fat, chunky yarn. And then you get this massive, great, big, fluffy pom-pom. Now, if you've seen Knitting Dish, she's made a couple of these in. I loved it. Mum said Sandy probably didn't. I've had to separate the dogs. They're not vicious or anything, but they're just too noisy. So I've got Buchel. If you're hearing some funny noises, it's Buchel. No, where do we go? If you've seen Knitting Dish, she's made a couple of these. I love them. Mum said that Sandy wouldn't thank me for them, but pom-poms are in this year, so maybe I'll make them one, but do stash yarn. I also bought a wee bag of bonbon sized wools, and in my head it said it was a Lion Brand packet. In reality, I see it's by Naco, but They're in acrylic and there's 10 different wee 10 gram balls which are perfect for making toys or hats or things. They need little amounts of lots of colours. And then I thought, I think I've got enough yarn now. So I didn't get the yarn for the Newell cardigan by Cecily Glewick MacDonald. So I do like that pattern. There was a tabletop sale of some of the attendees who have wee crafty businesses or Etsy shops like myself. And there was Twinset Jan with some of her alpaca, which I bought some of Dorito the alpaca's fleece to make me an upstairs downstairs cowl. I had forgotten about the peacock sport weight, but I think that the Dorito fibre would be more poignant because I've met him. And he didn't eat me. And Jan sees that you have put your nose out so that they can sniff you, alpacas. And they've got massive big eyes and big teeth. And all I was thinking was, all the better to see you so I can eat you, my dear. That's Book of Licking Me. Yuck. But he didn't, and he's so lovely and soft. So I'll get this spun and knitted, and my peacock can be for something else. Now, there was a table of tartan bags. Don't know who made them. None of which came home with me. So the shop is empty now. However, we're going to restock it pretty toot sweet on its operation pay for mum's machine sewing machine to get fixed. I didn't tell you, but her Elna sewing machine has an error message on it a fortnight before we left. So she borrowed the Keithness Quilters one to finish making the bags that we had on order. As mentioned last episode, there's a big list of clan tartans I have, so please let me know which one you want and I can rattle it off first. If not, it's a case of whatever tartan is first in the queue. The cash will go to getting mum's machine sent off and fixed. I think it's a spring that's gone in the bobbin threader, but really it needs somebody to sort it for us because it's all computerised these days. Other acquisitions. Well, there was some lobster partaking. Very nice. Kennebunk is so picturesque. And we stayed in Kennebunk, not Kennebunk Port, which was over the river. I was picked up on that. That's okay. I like to get things right. Then the very lovely Linda took Mum and I down to Portsmouth to an actual proper bona fide quilting shop, www.portsmouthfabric.com, and they had Amy Butler fabric for $11 a yard. I did confuse the issue when I asked for 4 metres. This was a good price, and I bought some plain red and green cotton and then some fat quarters with sea critters on it and one fat quarter of lobster fabric, some threads, the short beading needles that are so elusive to me. And Linda was so accommodating to everyone's wishes, and well, she lives in Kennebunk and we could ask her where things were and she was no bother. I even got to meet her dog Jaxie. He looks just like Doug from the Disney film Up, so I got a wee bit of a dog fix there. Now at this point on the trip I'm thinking, oh yes, my case is now going to be heavy, so I kind of stopped buying up things other than food. But the gifts, they kept coming. First we met Leslie and Erica in Boston. Leslie taught me humility and she's such a kind person giving when she clearly deserves to get it back 30-fold. I'll always remember our time sitting on the waterfront near the Cheers bars, ladies. And Erica and her lovely husband too, you absolutely rock. Sitting at the breakfast table with the lovely Debbie, whose mum and dad were from Glasgow. She's sitting wearing her upstairs downstairs cowl again by that Paula Evans Feasley person. And it was in this really bonny shade of blue denim. Kind of shinier than the Quince yarn. So I asked her, what's it made of? And she said, Sun Valley Fibres, which is a blue face Leicester. I asked for a feel because it looks nice and soft. She throws it across the table at me, holds it up against my blue hoodie top. You often see me wearing this in photos because it's my favourite top and I go, oh look, it matches my top, it's nice and soft. So she then goes, oh you keep it, and her to fail with the chair right into the off you go. It wasn't my intention for this because then I felt like a right freeloader, but she insisted and I tried to be gracious, probably failed. The cowl has hardly been off my neck since and it's been admired everywhere. It also matches my entire wardrobe already, so double whammy. How kind is that? So then Willie-Eye says that's how she gifts things to her mum or her sister. Because if she makes something for her intentionally, she never really sees she loves it, but then occasionally she'll be wearing something and her mum or sister will say, oh, I love that, and she gives it to her that way. That way she knows she loves it and it's not a wasted gift, as we know. Because we hate that, don't we? You spend all that time and then they never wear it. And then the lovely mail with mail video cast gave Mum a shawl that she'd been wearing and myself a wee project bag. And it kind of went on like that through the week with everyone. It was just so kind. Mail's lovely, by the way. I think we should all go and watch with Mail video cast. She's so funny. And I find myself shouting "Go Buckeyes" every time I open the fridge because the Ohio crew gifted me a wee tub of Buckeye sweeties. Because peanut butter covered in chocolate and they're in round kind of like eyes. But they managed to come across the Atlantic with me. Tell you, if I'd opened them over there, I would have eaten the whole lot. The place itself was wonderful. A very holiday place where you can escape. And one of my favourite memories will be running along the Atlantic seafront with Lisa, watching the sun come up in all its pink and red glory. And of course then there was the Barbara Bush story. I may or may not have run past her, but, well, the whiskey incident of 2014 Maine wouldn't let me process this information. So Mary, that was your fault. Susan B. Anderson. Susan B. Anderson. I love Susan B. Anderson. We were actually just told to call her Susan, you know. But Susan B. Anderson. She's sweet. And she's a bit shy. And once you get to know her, she's just lovely. I was a bit of a fangirl. And I couldn't go and annoy her as much as I wanted to. Because it's the one thing I regret. Actually, was not spending more time with her. I mean, she did have 50 other people wanting to spend time with her. So, Susan, I hope you didn't think I was up my own bunny pom-pom. But I was a little bit shy too. Next time. And there was bunnies popping up all over the place for the rest of the week. I was suffering from jet lag when I did my class, as I said, and I managed to increase on two sides, but not the bottom one for, I think it was three rounds. I just didn't have it in me to unpick and restart that day. So I left it until I was sitting in the airport on the way home. My bunny currently has 1.5 ears. Mum finished hers and she's called him Scott Amerigo. It's such a cute wee pattern, and I'm using Knit Picks Imagination in Damsel Pinks that PG Knittinger sent me as part of my 100 gram spot way back. Not so keen on the long guard hairs that I have to keep picking out, but it's really nicely dyed. I might give it to Daisy in the end, or I might just have it sitting on the shelf in my craft room. Although I will let play with the other toys. Poor Susan's bunny's living her case. He never gets out. Mind you, he is white, but I feel sorry for him. I felt like liberating them in Toy Story. Speaking of bunnies, all you bunny lovers, you'll be happy to hear that our garden bunny has moved on of its own accord. You can speak to me now again. Buchel's small enough to get in amongst its bed under the woodpile, but he's too little to actually know what to do with it. But he has disturbed it enough, so it's decided to munch on pastures new, which I'm really happy about, and I know you will be too. And the bunny was always free. Now, I had an American diner coffee, I had apple pie, applesauce, the apples are huge. I had American breakfast, which I couldn't finish, and then I didn't need to eat dinner. I had a pastrami sandwich, which Simone and 77 Threads in Philadelphia, which was lovely. Simone, we are using the pencils for homework this week. We got to Walmart, there was no guns in this one. We had a bit of Walmart misadventure sometimes. And I bought a bit of material for gifts for my textile artists and a ball of peaches and cream cotton in the stars and stripes colours. We saw Amish on their buggies and farms. Loved fire hydrants because we don't have them. We have drain covers and the firemen have key things to access them. Now the UK does not have skunks or possums or raccoons or chipmunks or bears. Well, there are some I suppose, but they're all in zoos and they're not born free. I was amazed at everyone that I spoke to not knowing that we didn't have them. We're pretty much on top of the food chain over in the UK, barring the midges, the odd adder, but they don't live near us. They don't like people. The show and tell was really inspirational. Luca Knits wore the most wonderful green cardigan that matched her eyes perfectly. And Stephen West's poncho pattern was there and worn by our New Orleans pipeliner. It was very eye-catching. And then, of course, everybody had Paula's patterns and some of Jan's shawls. There was a stream bed lace shawl which was completed in a bonny yellow. It takes way less yarn than I thought, so I've added that to my queue. I actually crashed and burned on the Tuesday night, so I didn't do mine in the end. I was just so tired. So I put myself to bed and I sent my mum as my envoy, who enjoyed it immensely. I think the thing I'm going to remember the most was the laughing and the kindred spirits. It was a brilliant holiday from the moment we actually got on the plane until about half an hour after I arrived home and finally relaxed totally. I didn't sleep much at all the whole week. This week, I've been sleeping an awful lot catching up, but I cleared the diary pretty much so I could. If I've not thanked you already, take this one until we meet again. Thank you.
Shoppy section.
Back in the UK, the shoppy section. Well, listeners, here's the list again. Mackenzie, Lindsay, McIntosh, Farquharson, Hunting McLean, Buchanan, Ancient Gun, McGregor, McLeod, Hunter, Anderson, Gordon, Red McPherson, Robertson, Blackwatch, and Bruce. As I said, the shop is empty. The previous stock has found homes in the USA. I'll restock it shortly to play for Mum's fixing over her sewing machine. And please let me know if any of the aforementioned tartans are up your street. Plus, I'm going to get some Macmillan for a couple of orders as requested. The Etsy shop address is www.etsy.com/shop/Keithness Craft. But in reality, it's not going to have anything in it for a little while.
Coming up, it's there.
Coming up. In the UK, because this is where I live, the Highland Textile Fest is at Eden Court on the 18th of October. And some of my textile artists are going to be going down to this. And it's aimed at the textile art side of craft, but I expect some of the same stallholders from the Highland Wool Festival from earlier in the year. On that weekend, and I have no idea why I didn't mention it earlier, is the Glasgow School of Yarn at the Charles Rennie McIntosh Church in Maryhill. The event is run by the Yarn Keeg, and there's workshops aplenty and a very nice marketplace. I'm not going this year, sadly, Glasgow-based listeners, but if you do go, I know you'll have a very stylish and wonderful time. Now let me know what you buy, because I like to know. I am, however, next year going down to the Edinburgh Yarn Fest on the 14th and 15th of March in the Edinburgh Corn Exchange. I've been asked to come along to the Podcasters Lounge that they are hosting, and I'm very happy to do so. It's kind of handy, actually. Louise Scully's doing all the hard work, and I just sort of swan up and go, "Hello!" I'm publicising it, but I know she's doing all the background stuff, so yeah, I did that quite well, didn't I? Moving on. Look, geese. I was going to go regardless, so this is a massive cherry on the cake. And I like cherries, so yummy. The Podcaster Lounge is a place that you'll be able to come and meet the podcasters out with the marketplace, and we can interview to our heart's content in a slightly less noisy bit. I say slightly less because I'm going, Shiny Bees is going, and Louise Scully's going. It's not going to be quiet. I clicked on the list of the workshops. Oh my goodness, it is knitting royalty again. This is just a few of them. Vera Valamaki, Martina Bam, Isolda, Karina Westerman, Claire Devine, Carol Feller, Rachel Coopy, Emily Wessel, just to name a few. Selfish Louise actually wishes I didn't have to publicise this list because I want to go to a couple of the classes and I don't want to miss out by you lot getting in before me. But this isn't Selfish Louise, so please do go to www.edinyarnfest.com/tutors to get a bit more information. I'll put the link in the show notes.
The swap section.
On to swap. Current swap is a calendar of your local area or country, and it's 2015 calendar, and it would be doo-doo-doo. So I've assigned your swappies for a calendar and two bits of stationery. This can be anything you wish: pens, papers, envelopes, pencil cases, paper clips, highlighters, folders, you name it. I love stationery, and I know you love stationery. So please post this by the 15th of October. The usual swap rules apply. Please talk to your swap partner, see what they like doing about the stalking and keeping each other informed if things are not going to plan. Actually, that's a point. I need to see, message my own swap partner. Sorry, Edna's cat, I've not done it yet.
The beaker section. Me, 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 me!
Me, me, me section. My Lush cardigan stayed in the UK in a bag in my bedroom away from the puppy. And it's still there. However, I had been making a fair few tartan bags and was working like a demon at it. I managed to take and leave them all in the USA and the Etsy shop is empty. Anyway, it was brilliant, but in the Etsy shop sense, not good at all, because it's emptier than my head of useful information just now. I knitted and finished Mittens by Freddie Patmore of the Knitting Book. I finished them as part of the Mittens for Maine project, which is a church-led project that hands out mittens to people who need them in the state of Maine. We were requested to knit some for the Knitting Pipeline retreat, and it was a really nice thing to do. I used Wendy Aran weight and the wrong size needles at the end, but they came out okay. I have a photo up on my project page for your entertainment. A very fast project if you use the straight needles, and you know you're going to use straight needles instead of having the double pointed ones with stoppers on the end, because then you're a better pattern reader than me, my friend. Actually, it's a grand pattern. It's from the Knitting Book, which is kind of a learn to knit book, and it shows you different techniques as you go through it. So that's why they weren't in the round. I copied out the pattern purely for my own use and just didn't read it properly. I had taken the beginner's lace shawl with me over on holiday, which is the one for the Tilly Thomas Symphony of Lace Yarn. I managed a wee bit on it, but due to mittens and then bunny rabbits, I didn't get an awful lot done on it. And I think I've left it mid-row due to whiskey night. I'm scared to look. I have started the mini sock yarn bunny by Susan B. Anderson. I started it in the airport. And I'm using the Knit Picks Imagination in Damsel colour, which is a dark pink, light pink, and in between pink. Get me with my descriptions. Really good. I know you can tell exactly the right colour with that description. But I'm near the end of his second ear. Could be a sheep. I've not got its face on yet to tell what it wants to be yet. I'm reading Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett, which is so far really quite good. I'm listening to The Killing by David Hewson, which is based on the screenplay by Soren Svetstrom, and this clipper version of the audiobook is narrated by Christian Rodska, and which is so far, five chapters in, very good. Her jumper has been mentioned a few times so far. And I've seen some of this on the TV, but the original Danish version, and I tried the American version, but I think I prefer in the book right now. I was at Textile Artists on Tuesday, and it was absolutely brilliant. As a group, we've agreed to embroider wee brooch-sized pieces on a wool background fabric. The idea is to sit and do a bit of embroidery for at least half an hour. It doesn't have to be massive, so it feels more achievable to finish it. Also to use colours and stitches that we've not done before. They've been very busy, and there's a Bonnie Paisley pattern going, quite a few floral garden ones, random ones, and, well, the one I started turned into a pumpkin, but then mine went on a tangent, it's my usual thing. I was using my stitch embroidery book, and I found a pumpkin, and thought, oh, I could do a pumpkin on this would look good. And then I realised, no, that wasn't actually the point of what we're supposed to be doing. So I'll have to start again. But I got a pumpkin out of it. And I need to get another piece of material, because Ella had given us a bit of tweet and told us that we had to do something on it. And she was my teacher back in the day, so when Mrs. Lawrence says jump, I ask her hi. Last week they'd been dyeing fabrics and threads, and oh, my, the colours are vibrant and just wonderful. Catherine said that instead of adding more water with the salt solution, they put the dye into the salt solution. So they used less water and they did it in plastic bags. So the colours were stronger. And then they hand rinsed them in individually. So drilled with envy, but then I had no white material to dye anyway. And the dyes are in the cupboards for any other day of the week. It was good to be back, though, after the summer and then the holiday. Today is sewing day, where we go along and sew anything we want, but I'm doing this for you today, as I actually thought sewing day was next week. Darn. So I'm nice to you. Be pleased. It says here, insert snort of laughter. On that note,
blah 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 blah
blah blah blah section. Thank you very much for listening. I very much appreciate you taking the time to download and then listen to me. My email is keithnescraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Etsy, Twitter and Pinterest, Instagram and Facebook as keithnescraft. And you can access the Flickr photos from LouiseJ2010 or via the Podbean site as www.keithnescraftcollective.podbean.com, and the photographs are down the right hand side. The music was from Mark Gunn's Wild Mountain Time, and you can go buy this at www.musicalley.com. Thank you for listening. Do keep on crafting.
To Wild Mountain Time, all around. Will you go? I say go. Will you go? I say go. Will you go?